Threats are grouped into three identification tiers. Tier 1 threats occur at the strategic or organizational level. These include state-sponsored attacks, coordinated denial-of-service attacks, and even ransomware attacks against infrastructure. Tier 2 attacks, or Tier 2 threats, are threats that are specific to the operational level, such as specific mission sets, regional commands, or even functions. When I say regional commands, like Central Command, European Command, those types of things. And functions can relate back to like Transcom or any of the material commands or things of that nature. A common example of a Tier 2 threat are actually hacktivists. Hacktivists react to perceived injustices like religious, political, or social injustices. So a recent example is the hacktivist collective known as Anonymous, who actually performed multiple cyber attacks against Russia as a response to the invasion of Ukraine. Tier 3 threats are those at the tactical level, such as a location or a facility. National labs may be targeted for research. The Nevada Test and Training Range, which is also known as Area 51, may be targeted for conspiracy theorists or even program offices that are responsible for certain munitions or vehicular platforms.